Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking test, describing a recent educational innovation. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions about recent developments and innovations in various fields, including education. One common topic that candidates may encounter is, describe a recent innovation in education that you found interesting. This article will provide valuable insights and sample answers to help you excel in this part of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In the first part of the speaking test, the examiner may ask some general questions about education and technology. Here are a few examples. Do you think technology has improved education? Why or why not? How has education changed since you were in school? What do you think is the most significant recent innovation in education? Let's look at a sample answer for the third question. Sample answer. I believe one of the most significant recent innovations in education is the widespread adoption of online learning platforms. These platforms have revolutionized the way students access information and interact with their teachers and peers. They offer unprecedented flexibility in terms of when and where learning can take place, which is particularly beneficial for those with busy schedules or those living in remote areas. Moreover, these platforms often incorporate interactive elements and multimedia content, making the learning experience more engaging and effective. Part 2, Long-Term, Cue Card. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to our main topic. Describe a recent innovation in education that you found interesting. You should say what the innovation is, how you learned about it, why you found it interesting, and explain how you think it will impact education in the future. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a recent educational innovation that I find particularly interesting, adaptive learning technology. This is a type of software that uses artificial intelligence to tailor educational content to each student's individual needs and learning pace. I first learned about this innovation through an educational technology conference I attended last year. Several speakers presented case studies on how adaptive learning was being implemented in various schools and universities. What I found most intriguing about this innovation is its potential to revolutionize personalized learning. Traditional classrooms often struggle to cater to students with different learning speeds and styles. However, adaptive learning technology can analyze a student's performance in real time and adjust the difficulty level, pacing, and even the type of content presented accordingly. Looking to the future, I believe this technology will have a profound impact on education. It has the potential to significantly improve learning outcomes by ensuring that each student is always working at their optimal challenge level. This could lead to increased student engagement, faster progress, and ultimately, better academic results. Moreover, it could help teachers by providing them with detailed insights into each student's strengths and weaknesses, allowing for more targeted interventions. However, it's important to note that this technology should complement rather than replace human teachers, as the social and emotional aspects of learning remain crucial. In conclusion, while there may be challenges to overcome in terms of implementation and ensuring equal access, I believe adaptive learning technology represents an exciting step forward in making education more effective and inclusive for all students. Follow-up questions. How do you think teachers' roles might change with the introduction of this technology? Are there any potential drawbacks to using adaptive learning technology in education? Sample answers, band 8-9. The role of teachers is likely to evolve significantly with the introduction of adaptive learning technology. Rather than primarily delivering information, teachers may become more like facilitators and mentors. They'll likely spend more time analyzing data provided by the software to identify areas where students need additional support or enrichment. This could lead to more personalized interactions with students and a greater focus on developing critical thinking and problem-solving skills that AI can't easily replicate. However, it's crucial to remember that the human element in education remains irreplaceable, particularly in areas like emotional support and fostering creativity. While adaptive learning technology offers numerous benefits, there are potential drawbacks to consider. One concern is the risk of over-reliance on technology, which could lead to a decrease in human interaction and potentially impact students' social skill development. There's also the issue of data privacy and security, as these systems collect vast amounts of personal information about students' learning habits and progress. Additionally, there's a risk of exacerbating educational inequalities if access to this technology is not equitably distributed among schools and communities. Finally, we need to be cautious about algorithm bias, ensuring that the AI doesn't inadvertently reinforce stereotypes or limit students' exposure to diverse perspectives and challenging ideas. Part 3, two-way discussion. In this part, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Examiner, how do you think educational innovations like adaptive learning technology might affect the job market in the future? Sample answer, band 8-9. The widespread adoption of educational innovations like adaptive learning technology is likely to have far-reaching implications for the job market. Firstly, we may see an increased demand for professionals with expertise in educational technology, including software developers, data scientists, and instructional designers specialized in creating adaptive learning content. Moreover, as these technologies become more prevalent in schools and universities, there will likely be a need for teachers and administrators to upskill in areas such as data analysis and digital pedagogy. This could lead to the emergence of new roles, such as learning analytics specialists or adaptive curriculum designers. On a broader scale, the improved personalization of education could result in a workforce that's more adaptable and better prepared for the rapidly changing job market. If students can learn at their own pace and focus on areas where they need the most improvement, we might see a reduction in skill gaps that often exist between education and industry requirements. However, it's also important to consider potential challenges. As education becomes more technology-driven, there may be a shift in the types of skills valued in the job market. While technical proficiency will undoubtedly be important, uniquely human skills such as creativity, emotional intelligence, and complex problem-solving may become even more crucial as they are harder to replicate with AI. In conclusion, while educational innovations have the potential to create new job opportunities and enhance workforce preparedness, they also underscore the need for continuous learning and adaptability in an increasingly dynamic job market. Key vocabulary and phrases. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, it's crucial to use a range of advanced vocabulary and complex sentence structures. Here are some key terms and phrases from the sample answers, along with their meanings and examples. Revolutionize, verb, lutionize, to change something completely and dramatically. Example, the internet has revolutionized the way we access information. Unprecedented, adjective, never done or known before. Example, the pandemic led to unprecedented changes in education systems worldwide. Tailor, to adapt something to suit a particular purpose or situation. Example, the course was tailored to meet the specific needs of business professionals. Profound impact, phrase, a very significant or deep effect. Example, social media has had a profound impact on how people communicate. Compliment, verb, compliment, to add to something in a way that improves or emphasizes its qualities. Example, the new policy should complement existing regulations, not replace them. Exacerbate, verb, zesabate, to make a problem or bad situation worse. Example, lack of funding could exacerbate educational inequalities. Far-reaching implications, phrase, consequences or effects that extend beyond the immediate situation. Example, this new law will have far-reaching implications for the entire industry. Upskill, verb, skill, to learn new skills or teach workers new skills. Example, many companies are investing in programs to upskill their workforce in digital technologies. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing educational innovations, consider the following tips. Stay informed. Keep up to date with current trends and developments in education. This will help you provide relevant and insightful answers. Use specific examples. When discussing an innovation, provide concrete details about how it works and its potential impact. This demonstrates your understanding of the topic. Practice advanced vocabulary. Incorporate sophisticated terms and phrases related to education and technology in your responses. However, ensure you use them accurately and naturally. Develop your ideas. Don't just state your opinion, explain your reasoning and consider different perspectives. This shows critical thinking skills. Use a variety of sentence structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to showcase your language proficiency. Speak fluently but naturally. Aim for smooth delivery, but don't worry about small pauses or hesitations. It's more important to sound natural than perfectly fluent. Engage with the examiner. Show interest in the topic and respond to follow-up questions thoughtfully. This demonstrates good communication skills. By following these tips and practicing regularly, you can improve your performance in the IELTS speaking test and increase your chances of achieving a high score. For more IELTS speaking practice, you might find it helpful to explore topics like describing a recent development in your field of interest or discussing participation in a global online event. These related topics can help broaden your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss various aspects of modern life and technology. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.